I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The Wolf Point School District is facing a complaint of discrimination against its Native American students for the second time in the past 15 years. Last week, the Fort Peck tribes filed what's called a Title VI complaint with the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education on behalf of their children. Yellowstone Public Radio's Bree Ripley and Montana Public Radio's Nikki Willette team up to bring us this story.
Luella Contreras dropped out of Wolf Point High School decades ago. She says she never got the sense her teachers cared if she succeeded at school, so she left. 3 years ago, she watched her granddaughter do the same thing.
She was going to graduate, and she was getting bullied at the school. Eventually, she got beat up in the school. And she had been talking to the principal and the counselor and stuff, and she just felt like they weren't listening to her. She has anxiety attacks now, and she kind of went into like a depression.
Contreras herself later worked for her GED and went on to earn a bachelor's degree. But her granddaughter is still reeling from her experience at school.
For a while there, she didn't want to come out of her room. She didn't go anywhere.
Contreras and her granddaughter are members of the Fort Peck Sioux tribe. The school they dropped out of is on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. Most of the students there are Native American, but most of the staff who teach there are white. Contreras has three more kids to raise through this school district, and she says they're already starting to face bullying and discrimination because they're Native American.
And their tribe agrees. Last week, the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes of the Fort Peck Reservation filed a complaint with the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education on behalf of their children, asking the departments to take action and solve what they allege is pervasive discrimination against Native students in violation of federal law. This is the first time tribes have filed a complaint to both the federal departments of justice and education on their children's behalf, based on school policy in a school district that has a majority Native population.
This is a place where there's been a legacy of culturally insensitive treatment of Native students in the school district.
Attorney Melina Healy is an Equal Justice Works Fellow sponsored by the Elbert and Ann Mansfield Foundation, a legal fellowship for attorneys to work with underserved communities on social justice issues. She's been working with the tribes on the Fort Peck Reservation since 2011. She drafted and filed the complaint.
I kept hearing stories of people saying, we were kicked off the basketball team. Non-Native people get to stay on the basketball team. They get favorable playing time, and we have to leave the school in order to play basketball. And my response as a person from New York City was kind of like, what's the big deal there? Like, that doesn't seem like a clear issue of discrimination to me. And I had to learn, to overcome my ignorance on that issue about how critically important basketball is, not only to the region and to eastern Montana, but to this Native community and to many Native communities.
The report's allegations range from the school district failing to train their staff and administration in Native culture, that teachers, administrators, and fellow students bully Native American students, and that Native American students are disproportionately disciplined and denied academic opportunities. Healy is seeking a consent decree from the Departments of Education and Justice that will address these issues. As Malin Smith, Indian Law Clinic Director at the University of Montana, explains.
What you do with the consent decree is you identify what the areas of concern are, and then you identify how those problematic areas are going to be changed.
Smith says to look, for example, at what happened at U of M after the DOJ investigated a 2012 federal complaint against the school for its handling of sexual assault cases.
They had to provide education on sexual assault, and incoming students have to take the assessment to determine whether they understand what sexual assault is. It could be something like that. That's part of a consent decree.
Healy, the attorney filing the suit on behalf of the tribes, says that for positive change to happen for Native students, the Wolf Point School District needs to communicate better with tribal members and offer more cultural sensitivity training for teachers and administrators.
Our hope is that that will start the conversation rolling and start to address some of the issues that have become so systemic in that school district.
The Department of Education affirmed instances of discrimination against Native students by administrators and staff of the Wolf Point School District back in 2003 in response to the last federal complaint filed. But this new complaint suggests that wasn't enough and that systemic racism still pervades. According to Native American education PhD Shane Doyle of Bozeman, systemic racism is when
an institution is either unable or unwilling to acknowledge and respect the life ways and culture of a distinct minority group that functions within that system.
The Departments of Justice and Education have a little less than 180 days to respond to the complaint. If they proceed with an investigation, the school district will be under federal observation for a number of years following the issuance of that consent decree.
Gina Lervick is an attorney representing the school district. She says the school can't comment on current litigation, but read from a statement,
Wolf Point takes claims of discrimination seriously and will cooperate with federal agencies completely and promptly.
Lervick added that Wolf Point believes deeply in its community, public education, and its kids. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.